From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. President Obama meets with congressional leaders today at the White House. NPR's Mara Liasson reports at issue will be the U.S. economy, with unemployment still above 8% and a sluggish housing market.
President Obama wants to talk with the bipartisan bicameral leadership about passing measures that would have a direct, immediate effect on the economy, like tax credits for small businesses that hire new workers or cutting red tape for homeowners who refinance. What's not on the official agenda for the meeting today is a discussion of what's being called Taxmageddon, the year-end expiration of the Bush tax cuts, the temporary payroll tax cut, and the sequester, those deep automatic spending cuts in domestic and defense programs. To avoid what the Federal Reserve Chairman calls the fiscal cliff, Congress and the White House will have to come together and negotiate a grand bargain, but there are no signs that either side wants to talk about that right now. Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
Worries about political uncertainty in Greece are weighing on the markets again today. Stocks closed lower in Asia. Hong Kong's Hang Seng lost more than 2.5%. Declines of more than 2% were seen in South Korea. Japan's Nikkei index dropped more than 1%. The ongoing concerns about Greece and Europe's debt crisis made for another down day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 63 points yesterday to close at 12,632. The S&P dropped nearly 8 points and the Nasdaq was off 9. Former Bosnian Serb military commander Ratko Mladic is on trial today at the UN tribunal in The Hague. He gave a thumbs up to supporters before entering the courtroom. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports Mladic is facing 11 charges of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity.
Mladic, now a frail 70-year-old, was arrested a year ago. He's been waiting trial in the same jail as his former political leader, Radovan Karadzic. The man who triggered the Balkan War, Slobodan Milosevic, died of a heart attack in his cell 5 years after his trial had started. Survivors of the Bosnian War hope the same won't happen to Mladic, who suffered at least one stroke while hiding. Mladic has refused to enter pleas to any of the 11 charges against him and has waived his right to make a statement as prosecutors lay out their case over the next 2 days. And although he's a shadow of the strutting general who terrorized Muslims and Croats, Mladic remains defiant and vehemently denies any wrongdoing. Sylvia Pojoli, NPR News.
Attorneys for former Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards aren't saying if Edwards will take the stand today at his trial in North Carolina. Edwards has pleaded not guilty to 6 criminal counts that he illegally used money from wealthy donors to try to hide his pregnant mistress during the 2008 run for the White House. This is NPR News from Washington. A report from the UN says the global mortality rate for women giving birth is down by half over the past 2 decades. That report is out today. It says despite the progress, a woman still dies of pregnancy-related complications every 2 minutes around the globe. Federal advisors are recommending the Food and Drug Administration approve the first over-the-counter home test for the AIDS virus. NPR's Rob Stein reports an FDA advisory committee believes the benefits of the test outweigh any risk from faulty results.
The test is called the OraQuick In-Home HIV Test. It lets people test themselves for HIV using a saliva sample. It produces results in 20 minutes. The company that makes the test says it would help fight the AIDS epidemic by making it easier for people to find out if they're infected. There are other tests people can use to check themselves for HIV at home, but they still have to send the samples to a lab to get analyzed. During a day-long hearing, an FDA advisory committee wrestled with concerns that the test might falsely reassure too many people because it's not 100% accurate. The FDA doesn't have to follow the panel's advice, but it usually does. Rob Stein, NPR News.
A deadly bombing in Colombia is raising fears of political violence returning to the streets of the country's capital. 2 bodyguards of a conservative former interior minister were killed in Bogota when a bomb went off in a busy commercial district. Police say video surveillance shows a pedestrian attaching an explosive to the door of an armored SUV carrying former interior minister Fernando Londano. He survived that attack. Authorities say it's the first such bombing there in decades. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News.